Here at Chicagoland Speedway, I'm visiting with Kent Kleinschmidt, who is chairman of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. Kent, great to see you out here. We just visited with Kenny Wallace. You got a group of farmers, members out here today. Tell us what's going on with Illinois corn growers right now.
This is an event we've had the last 2 years when NASCAR's appeared at the Chicago race, or Joliet race, and we're sponsoring Kenny, trying to help get our imaging campaign out. Family farmers is the theme. So he's been kind enough to work with us up here at some of our things here. So people can talk to him, visit with him, get the picture taken, get their autograph with him. So he's a real friendly guy. He's easy to get along with, and it's worked well so far.
Yeah, I don't know if he could have gotten a more friendly sort of spokesperson to have here in this series. For you as a farmer, what does this mean to you to be able to come out here and see this kind of promotion in front of this audience that we have?
Well, it's different than a bunch of corn farmers usually do. It's a different type of a promotion. But when NASCAR went to the E15 fuel, that was ahead of when the general public could buy it. So we thought that was a good tie-in. We wanted to be able to show people that E15 fuel can perform well in race cars, so it can perform well in their own cars. We're slowly getting E15 worked into the marketplace now. So that was the initial thought of we need to get involved. Then we thought, well, if we're going to get involved, let's get a spokesman. And like you mentioned, Kenny is an excellent speaker, very friendly guy. Everybody loves him. He's got good exposure, not only in a racetrack, but on some of the TV shows he does. So a lot of people know him, and he's been a very good proponent, promoter of farming, Illinois corn, national corn, and the whole ethanol program. Mm-hmm.
So when you talk to your members about this kind of investment, what are some of the comments you hear? I mean, positive, they're liking that this is a way to help get that message out?
I guess I don't hear a lot of positive things, but I don't hear any negative. So, it's when there's something people don't like, you hear about it, it's easier to complain than compliment. So I don't hear a lot of comments either way. So I think people, if people are upset with it, they'd let us know. So if not hearing something, we're taking as positive.
I don't know if any plans have been made yet, but looking ahead, I mean, do you have plans to continue this relationship? Or is that still kind of in consideration right now?
We're still in the budgeting process. With the short crop in Illinois this year, we've had to trim back our budgets. I'm sure there's going to be a proponent. What that amount will be is yet to be determined, but as long as he's running and is able to work with us, we've had great success so far with working with Kenny.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kent. We've been visiting here at Chicagoland Speedway, getting ready for another NASCAR race featuring the Family Farmers Car. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.